And what I tell people today is, you know, your conditioning is not your fault. Start being aware. Speak of what you want, not of what you don't want. Focus on what you want. Focus on wealth building. Focus on the good you're going to do with that. Focus on how you're going to enjoy it. Keep your focus there. And if we slow down on the trying harder and get more into the allowing place, get in more into that vision, all of a sudden we start seeing opportunities showing up out of the blue.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
IFGT life coaching founder Joseph Drolshagen has been helping individuals and organizations find their purpose and live it with passion by experiencing dynamic growth and achieving greater balance in all areas of life for almost three decades. In this episode, Joseph will be sharing some proven methods to achieve an entrepreneur mindset. Learn how you can empower yourself and reach success in your business.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the CPI Podcast, which is the real estate show designed to help top producing agents leverage and scale your business, allowing you to earn more money in less time, for seasoned agents to help you get to the next level of stable income, and for new agents to help you find the right way to freedom and money so that each of you can reach your potential as a person and as a real estate agent, which means you'll have certainty in your future. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Facebook Live. I'm Dan Roshan, joined with Joey Drolshagen, who's the founder of IFGT Life Coaching, along with multiple other businesses that are successful. We're going to be talking about how to empower your mindset and how to achieve an entrepreneur mindset. And welcome, Joe.
Yes, thank you very much. Really excited to be here with you today. Yeah, I've been looking forward to this since we scheduled it.
Joe, IFGT Life Coaching. What's that stand for?
It's fucking go time.
Okay, it's go time, baby!
And that's really my whole mission, my whole drive, my whole passion, as we'll open it up through this conversation is, you know, it's done living the hamster wheel. It's done living that mundane life. It's done living on scraps of what's available to us. It's time to step up and really achieve the things that we most desire to achieve within us.
Joe, you grew up in a blue collar environment. Is that correct?
I did. Yes. Yep.
Tell us a little bit more. I want to learn about Joey, not Joseph right now. I want to learn about Joey.
You know,
tell us about Joey.
All right. I grew up in it was a blue collar family living outside of Detroit, Michigan, a lot of pride in Detroit. And I, and both my parents worked and there were five of us kids. And I'm telling you, Dan, my entire youth, I watched my parents struggle. I watched them struggle financially. They worked as many hours as they could possibly work just to keep things afloat within the family and such. And I watched what that did to their health and how it beat them up and how my dad would go to work sick. My mom would stay up all night long typing. She was a dictator for a court. And later on, she was a court reporter for the federal court system. And I watched that impact it had on their relationship. And I remember at 9 years old thinking, man, something's not freaking right here. Like, this isn't how you're supposed to live. And as much as I knew that at 9 years old, I went into my adulthood carrying those same patterns, that same paradigms, that same conditioning into my adulthood. And I struggled financially, regardless of my income, for years in my 20s and even into my 30s. I struggled in relationships. It seemed like every area of my life had to be a struggle for it to seem like I was doing it right.
You learn these patterns of it's got to be hard. Got to be a struggle.
Exactly. Yeah. And what I tell people today is, you know, your conditioning is not your fault, because we didn't come out of the birth canal or whatever and say, okay, this is the conditioning I'm signing up for. And the people that gave it to us were doing the best they could do. So it's not their fault. But we have conditioning in us that starts as children with our parents, and then it goes into school, and then it goes into friendships, and it goes into relationships and all of that. And it's a continual buildup of that conditioning that without even knowing it, we live through. And that's why people, you know, some people live 90 years, other people live 1 year 90 times and just continue to repeat those same patterns over and over and over again. They never move toward realization because of that conditioning and that they're not even aware of.
It's interesting, Joe, that you share that. I'm going through a time in my life. I'm 48 years old, and I'm going through a time in my life that I'm reflecting on, you know, hopefully identifying some of the habits that don't serve me and some of the habits that do serve me. And I'm, you know, just taking a little bit of a sort of like a deep dive into, you know, like what's working, what's not working, and being, specifically about like who I'm being. Right. Because I feel like we have a choice about who we're being. We don't have a choice about how we were programmed. Yet when we can sit there and just say, I'm going to have an awareness. And then if I can be aware that I'm being a jerk, or I can be aware that I'm being loving, now I can make a choice.
Yeah.
But when you don't have that awareness, then you might be a jerk or you might be loving. Hopefully it's loving. Right. But either way, it's just having the awareness, I think, is the key to that. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. You know, when I was on that loving side all the way up into a people pleaser through a 20-year marriage, and when that marriage ended and I started going in with the things you're talking about right now, I just want to honor you for that, because that's awesome. And it's not always a fun thing to do all the time. It can get to be fun and it can get to be enjoyable, that discovery of going through finding who I am. Truly.
Yeah.
But as we go through that process of that and open that up, you know, that marriage taught me what a people pleaser I was for my whole life. And I never knew it. I was the guy that they say, you know, talk to Joe, he'll give you the shirt off his back. And I would. And I always took that as a badge of honor. It wasn't until after the divorce and after I started going through my self-discovery and such that I realized a people pleaser is really just a form of manipulation. It's saying, I'll be whoever I think you want me to be to get from you what I want to get from you. Whether it be love or friendship or this or whatever it is. And so that discovery, and ultimately that's what I love about what I do, Dan, is because I help people get into their authentic self. You know, we have desires and we have longings, what I call longings and discontents within us, which are what we're longing to be, do, have, give, create, and experience in our life. But also those discontents where we're not happy right now. Those are intended to guide us into living a life of freedom, into living a life of, you know, abundance and wealth and health and happiness and all of that. But instead, we push those down. And so getting in touch with that, doing what you're doing today, man, I honor you for it. That's awesome to hear you're experiencing that.
Thank you. So how do I achieve an entrepreneur mindset?
That's a great question. One of the things I tell everybody I work with is, you know, the entrepreneur. Okay, so I want to give you a scenario. I typically have a stick man, okay, with me. So there's the head and then there's a stick body and arms and legs coming off, right? And if you look at that, the way our creativity, the way all of that works within us is we have a conscious mind. And the conscious mind is whatever you're focused on. It's the words that we use. It's the thoughts we entertain. It's whatever we're putting our attention on is in the conscious mind. And then we have a subconscious mind. And all the subconscious mind does is absorbs whatever the conscious mind is focused on. So the subconscious mind doesn't determine whether it's you're focused on what you want or don't want, whether you're focused on wealth, happiness, and health, or whether you're focused on limitations and why you can't and you pass results and all of that. And it absorbs those. And then the subconscious mind utilizes the body to carry out the action for us to experience whatever that focus is. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So, and it's a training. You know, one of the other things I loved about Michael Singer's book, The Untethered Soul, is he talks in there about the intention of our mind. The purpose of our mind is to help us solve complex problems. But what happens is so often we get into that conditioning of letting our mind lead us. So it'll come up with a fear thought and we'll build and pounce on that and grow that and expand that. And then guess what happens? We start seeing fearful experiences in our outside environment.
Yeah.
First things I tell people to do is be aware. Start being aware. Speak of what you want, not of what you don't want. I had a client the other day who was talking to me about, man, I just want to get out of debt. And I go, no, you don't. And he says, yeah, I want to get out of debt. I go, as long as you use that word, that's where your focus is. And you'll never get out of debt because you'll continue to repeat it over and over and over. And as we walk through it in longer form than we have here, he admitted to 8 to 10 year period, he's created and accumulated more debt trying to get out of debt. What I tell people, focus on what you want. Focus on wealth building. Focus on the good you're going to do with that. Focus on how you're going to enjoy it. Keep your focus there. Dan, whether I'm working with it, and I have a 28-year career in corporate America up to a vice president of sales. specializing in helping companies that are either in or headed into bankruptcy to come out that other side and back into profitable organizations. So I've had some experience in applying this, whether it's an individual, a group, organization, or corporation that I work with. The first thing I do is help them create a dynamic vision for their growth.
That's fantastic.
You and I both work with realtors.
We do.
One of the things I'll start with a realtor when I work with them on is helping them to create that vision of what that life looks like. What's it look like if you want to be a high-end realtor, if you want to be, you know, a mid-grade house realtor? What does that look like? What's that vision? How are you walking? How is it flowing and unfolding? And then what is that balance? Because that's one of the areas I've specialized with realtors is how do you create greater balance in your life to truly enjoy all your efforts? You know, what I have found is so many realtors live like they're a slave to that, like it's their job as a realtor. And it's really intended to be an entrepreneurial business.
Yeah. What you focus on expands, and that's completely right. And, you know, if you're riding your bicycle and you're looking out to the right-hand side rather than ahead of you, that's probably not a good thing. You probably want to look in the direction you want to go.
At 14 years old, I ran into a moving car doing exactly that.
So, Jeff, my daughter, she's a little bit older now, but when she was learning how to ride her bicycle, I was sitting on the deck on the second story overlooking, watching my wife try to teach her how to ride a bicycle. And my wife just sort of like took her and she let her go. And my daughter was like maybe 3 years old, 4 years old. And my wife didn't, she just like sort of pushed her. And I see that my daughter just like going like nobody's business, no training wheels. And that's the last time my daughter let my wife try to train her. I had to run down the stairs. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. It probably wasn't so funny in the moment, but
it wasn't funny for my daughter. That's for sure. That's funny. When she was okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good story. So looking at that, the first thing I do is start with that vision, you know, and once you have the vision, then you have something to bring your mind to. You have something to bring your attention to, your awareness to and such. And it starts with that. And then the next step into it that I take with my clients is as we're becoming aware of that, and I have tools that I work with my clients and things like that. But as we're becoming aware of that, is the other thing is to stop working so hard. You know, I grew up with the mentality that if I want something, I'm going to make it happen. And I'm going to try harder and harder and harder and harder and harder, just like a fly trying to go through a window pane. Have you ever seen that, Dan?
Oh, yeah. I got my garage for some reason that happens, you know, when the flies come out, there's a bunch of them right there at the windowsill trying to get out of the garage.
Yes.
And it doesn't work.
And they continue to try to go through that window pane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how so many of us are, is we try harder and harder and harder and harder until finally you see those dead flies that are on the windowsill.
Yeah, that's not good.
Same thing that happens to people's visions, desires, and their dreams in their life is they end up getting so burned out that they just can't stand doing it anymore. You know, and it's like it's not worth it. And then they walk away feeling like a failure of it. In the webinar I do, I always show the window and I show the fly and everything else. And then later on in the presentation, I'll show the same exact scene, except I'll circle at the bottom where that window's open about 2 inches. Mm. And all that fly would have to do is drop down and go through that open window and he'd be free. And it's the same thing with us, is when we're trying harder, 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 we don't see those opportunities. We don't see those alignments. We don't see those acts of blue and things like that that are showing up because we're so busy trying harder. And if we slow down on the trying harder and get more into the allowing place, getting more into that vision, all of a sudden we start seeing opportunities showing up out of the blue that we would not otherwise see. And that's what I mean. And that's the evidence I have with my clients on how life becomes easier. You ever notice those people who seem like they just accomplish huge things and it's done with ease?
Yeah, they're allowing for the universe to serve them and they're being aware of the opportunity for that to demonstrate and to show up in a manifest.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're more in that place of allowing than making it happen, making it happen, making it happen. And one of the things I'll tell everybody, once we get a vision, once we get what I call a dynamic vision for their life, you know, and I know that wealth includes our health, our relationships, our vocation and life work, and our time and money freedom. So to truly be healthy is to live in happiness and healthiness in all of those areas. So once I do that, the next thing I'll do is have them identifying what does that vision look like, but also what's it feel like to be that person in that vision. And as they step into that, as we start opening that up more, all of a sudden we see opportunities that we would not have otherwise seen by doing so.
You already know 87% of all real estate agents fail in this business. And you also know it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income, I invite for you to get your free copy of Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. And you can do so when you visit www.therealestateevolution.com. I'll share with you your book that I authored to show you the way. And it's free. You just have to pay for the shipping. Thanks.
What do you think is the biggest challenge that a real estate agent specifically has in that process of what stops them from doing that?
If they don't see the results right away, what we're looking for, there's multi-level things. You know, when I was in Iowa, I worked with a broker there and his team. And he was an agent who then went and got his broker's license, and he was successful as agent, and then he went and got his broker's license. And then he started hiring people, and he started bringing them in, saying, so here's how we achieve success, is you work 65% of the time is in your work life, and then you have 20% of your time with your family, and then you have 10% of your time with, the, you know, and it was a complete breakdown of how people live. And that would achieve success. If you put this many calls in a day, if you do this, if you do that, if you make this many mailings, if you do like all of those things like that. Now, I know there's a place for some of that stuff, but what I was able to do is take the lowest people that he had as far as the producer's agents and shift that to fit them, because we're all unique individuals. We're not robots. So each one of those people that I worked with that we created, what that balance looks like for them. Some people, it was 30% balance at work. And it was 25% balance with their grandkids. And it was this and that. And as they started stepping into that, all of a sudden they had an opportunity, and then they had another, and then they started, and then they took that 30% of the work time and they brought it up to 50% because they had enthusiasm, excitement, and passion going into what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's going based on somebody else's, you know, one of the things I tell people all the time, Dan, is I don't have your answers for you. I know the laws of the law of attraction so well, inside out, upside down, forward, backwards, all of that. I know those principles. But what happens is so often people say, here's the principles and here's how you apply them. I don't know that with my clients when we first meet, but I get to help them access that with inside of themselves. What does that balance look like for you in your life? What does a good life really look like? Because we're unique. So the application of those principles is unique as we are.
Yeah, it's about focusing on what God-given talents do you have? Where's your passion? Where's your joy? Now let's freaking crush that.
Yeah.
Right? Now let's go time, right? Yes. Now it's go
Absolutely.
Time.
And one of my other companies is the Passion Lived Life. I have one mission, and it's broken in different areas that where I, how I cover it, but the Passion Lived Life is all about what you just said. You know, and I am so excited about that. And the reason being is I know each time one of us goes within, like you talked about you're doing, we go within and we figure out what are those talents, what is those unique gifts that only I have. And somebody brings those outwardly, the whole world, the entire world shifts for the better every time somebody does that.
Yeah. And it's about embracing those talents, you know, not shunning them or not ignoring them or not saying, I'm not good because I don't have this weakness, right? You know, or you have a weakness and rather than a strength, and then maybe beating yourself up because you can't do something effectively or as well as somebody else. Like, for example, I'm not very athletic. All right. And I recognize that as an affirmation, right? And I'm okay at 48 years old to say that as an affirmation. I'm okay with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yet I'm very fit. Okay. So it's sitting there saying, well, you know, I'm going to make sure that I'm in a position where, you know, maybe I may not be a football player, yet I can have a physically fit body. And that's, to me, more important than, you know, being a football player. Embracing our strengths, and then the other things, just, you know, leaving them aside.
Absolutely. You know, I growing up in Detroit, you know, I played hockey. I have a 24-year-old son who I absolutely adore, and I coached him in hockey all the way up to high school and stuff like that, and I got to learn a lot about that. I got to learn a lot about, like, potential within people and such, but you're absolutely right with what you're saying. And the need for guys like you and I, And this is the reason I work with a coach, is because going it alone, we don't see our patterns and paradigms. We don't see how our conditioning is blocking us. So having somebody that's been trained and has a true six track record of changing people's lives on our side, it's just like climbing up Everest and having a guide there along with you. You know, it's having somebody that can look at those things and go, look at, here's how you're twisting yourself up. You know, I've been in recovery for some time now. And one of the things I'll always say to new guys when they come in is, do you have a sponsor? And they'll go, no, I'm going to a lot of meetings. I'm reading the material, but I haven't found the right person yet. And I'll go, listen, get a sponsor, because if you don't, you're sponsoring yourself and you're the one that got you here in the first place. And it's the exact same way in life, Dan. That's why guys like you and I, you know, are so needed right now, especially with everything going on in the world and stuff, to help people elevate outside of those patterns and those paradigms, that hardship, that fear, doubt, worry, and all that, and really open up to what's possible for them in their life.
What do you value, Jeff?
What do I value? I value love.
Oh, wow.
I value bringing those gifts outward. I value relationship. I value impact. You know, one of the things I most of the years I was in corporate America, the one thing that I continually heard on my reviews is that I am tenacious towards results. You know, I love helping somebody when they get from that struggle point into opening that up and getting to that other side and going, oh my God, this is incredible.
So you won't give up. You're that wildebeest going across the continent.
Yeah. Like I said, getting results, you know, I've had clients. Yes.
What really makes you tick?
My passion does. My passion, having this impact on other people's lives, and you probably know this too. Each person I get to work with, I get to grow as well, and I get to expand. And getting to have that input, getting to take these words, this knowledge, all the certifications and schooling and, you know, life lessons and all that stuff, and apply that and help people live better lives. Man, I lived without it for 28 years in corporate America, even though it was my passion since I was 22 years old. I've lived without that. And getting to live with it is, would never trade it for anything, Dan.
So let's turn this into, so what you're sharing with us today is, I would describe that as a platform for living the very best version of ourselves in our lives. Would you agree with that as a description?
Yeah, at a high level, yes.
So what's that got to do with real estate sales?
If you're in real estate sales, whatever you're doing, you know, entrepreneurship of any type, whatever it is, even a job, people, you know, people that have jobs that enjoy their jobs or people that don't enjoy their jobs, whatever you're doing, make sure it's in alignment with your gifts and your talents. Make sure it's in alignment with your passion, because you'll never reach that level of your full capacity of what you can be, do, have, give, create, and experience in your life without doing that. So when you're, if you're in real estate and it's where you're lit to be, you know, that like getting really leaning into that, getting past the things that are causing you blocks, getting past, you know, healthcare is the same way right now with burnout, you know, where people, they started doing something with a passion and a purpose to it. The same thing with realtors or a lot of other things, companies, you know, businesses as well. They start doing it with that passion and that purpose. And then because of the mundane things, because of the conditioning, because of the patterns, all of a sudden things start piling up and fears pile up and worries pile up, and it starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it pulls people away from doing what they're passionate about doing, or they don't really get to fully step into experiencing that in their life.
I heard you say it twice, and I missed it the first time to ask a question about it. Explain to us the order of be, do, have.
Of be, do, have. Being is always the first part of that. You know, some people will come back with some of my posts and they'll say, and I'll say, do you believe you can think and grow rich? And they'll go, no, you have to do. And there is actions we have to take. But if we're taking actions based on our focus, based on that, where I talked about, if we're being, if we come from a point of being and we're placing our attention where we want to place it, and it's being absorbed by the subconscious mind and then being carried out from the body, your actions that you take are going to lead to complete different results than if you try to do first.
A lot of people that I hear is sitting there saying, well, when I have what Joe has, then I'll do what Joe does, and then I'll be who Joe is. That's what I think a lot. I hear a lot of people say that. What are your thoughts on that philosophy?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And it brings up a couple different avenues here with that too, Dan. Is first off, I had to start doing this stuff before I was here. I was doing this stuff when I was working in corporate America on a drive home, and I had to pull over. I had just lost my dad, and then my mom less than a year later because she didn't want to be alive without him, and I felt like an orphan, and it was just like such a low point. And I had to pull over on the shoulder, and I said, God, I have so much passion towards this, and I lean into it, and I invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in myself for certifications and stuff, you know, and nothing seems to be coming of it. You know, if you could take this away and put any other passion in my heart, I'll follow it with all my heart and all my soul, but I don't know how to do this, you know, and I've been at that side, even knowing a lot of the tools I know today, but not having the same understanding I have as far as application with them, is I was at that point. And I started applying these things that I get to help people learn today and implement today. That's where the changes started. See, we never, so often we go, you know what? Once I have the money, I'll do that. Once the kids are, once this, once that, once, but it never comes. And so what happens is we wait for the outside circumstances to change to do the inner stuff, and we'll never arrive there. It's an inside out job. We have to go within and start making changes. That's what brings about the outside differences that we experience. Does that make sense, Dan?
Absolutely.
Recently wrote the book, Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. I wrote this book because I have sold real estate since 2007 and developed an immense amount of experience and knowledge. During my journey, I've witnessed hundreds and maybe even thousands of real estate agents fail in this business. And I firmly believe that that's a shame. In Real Estate Evolution, I will show you the exact steps that I have used as a real estate salesperson to sell 1 to 15 homes every single month for the past 129 consecutive months. It took me more than 2 decades to learn the sales and persuasion techniques, and more than 1 decade to master the real estate sales techniques to be able to produce the content that makes up this book. It took me more than a year to write at a pace of 3 hours every single day. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income in your business, I invite you to get the book, Real Estate Evolution. And you can get that by visiting www.therealestateevolution.com. And I'll even give it to you for free as long as you pay for the post.
Joe, how would you describe your life today differently than when you were a vice president of sales than your corporate America job? Yeah, like you mentioned that you're doing different activity today. How would you describe the difference in your life?
Yeah, you know, back then, you know, if you think about going to customers, and I specialize in, worked in foundries and things like that. If you picture going to your customer and saying, okay, I have to double your price. I need 25% of it down, and I have to double your lead time. So instead of 6 months, you're not going to see it for a year. Or you have to go to your, you know, your debt collectors and explain to them how they're not going to get paid again, but you still need raw materials and things like that. Like, that's not an easy way to live.
No way.
And when there's no sales to be gone out there, and although I did really well, it wasn't my passion. Today, I truly live a life of freedom. I have companies set up to back up and get to step into my freedom every day. The way I have my business organized is I can operate it from anywhere in the world. So I can go where I want, when I want. I get to live how I want to live. I can jump into my vintage Jeep and take it on dirt roads, or I can jump on my Harley and go for a cruise. I can go 5 minutes away and go trout fishing, 10 minutes away, go hiking to waterfalls. Like, I truly get, I get the love of my life. I get to live my life in freedom. But I knew a lot of restriction for a lot of years before I started stepping into changing the inside to experience a different outside.
So it took you having to experience a different journey for you. It doesn't mean that a person has to do that. For you, you had to experience a different journey to understand that you can design your life. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. We're, again, going back to those two internal growth signals, our longings and our discontents. Those are really our internal built-in drivers to help us grow and expand. And that's what they're intended to do, to help us grow and expand, to live better lives. Yes. If we push those down and ignore those for the daily grind or for whatever the area is for, you know, I work with a lot of people who have 1 foot in the employee bucket and 1 foot in the entrepreneur bucket, you know, and help them bring about that shift into going full time into their vision, their dreams.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, just like you, I can show people the pathway. I can give them tools, these powerful tools, but they have to be willing to go through that journey.
Yeah. So you have to be willing to, it's just like where you're, you know, sharing, you know, before about the belief and the thought, and it, it all combines together. It's, you have to believe and take action.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just take action, or you can't just believe. I guess you'll get something done if you just take action, right? But you're not going to, you may be that fly, you know, intending to burst through the window. Maybe what you'll get is you'll be a dead fly on the windowsill, right? But at least you got something out of it. Well, so it's about doing both then.
Yeah. And I've worked with a lot of clients who, when I met them at like a workshop or a webinar or something like that, they'd say, this is all BS. You know, this stuff is a lot, you know, a law of attraction and stuff like that and everything. It's all BS. It takes hard work. That's what it takes. And for that person, I say, then continue living that way. But every once in a while, I'll get somebody that'll start with that mindset, that'll have a little bit of a beginner mindset on being willing to hear something different. And for those people, I've seen them incredibly change their life. I had a teacher who was so burned out, couldn't do it anymore, that ended up buying a bus and converting it to a hair salon and going to industrial parks and cutting hair. People would come out, get the haircut, and go back into work. And then she extended to a bigger bus with boutique in the front of it where people could then shop. I have professors from Washington State University who were just totally burned out on what they were doing that ended up opening up their vision. And in 2 years now, they've been traveling from national park to national park and blogging and building on their audience and doing some work along the way and writing and just really living their vision.
That's awesome. So Joe, what do you think the biggest problem today in entrepreneurship is? And how can it be solved?
Yeah, great questions, Dan. The biggest problem I would say right now is having a clarity of vision. You know, if we have a foggy idea of what we want to do, you know, that we're going to get a foggy outcome. You know, one of the other things is I just did at the beginning of this year, it's on my Facebook page, is Mythbusters for Entrepreneurs. And it talked about five of the top myths that entrepreneurs are told. Like one of the things they're told is, you know, make sure you check with your friends and your family and so step into doing something. And I think these are the same people that gave you your conditioning. Do you think they're going to be a support in helping you to achieve that? Go to people who are there. Go to people who have achieved it. Not that you want to be them, but they'll help you find that maneuvering. They'll help you climb Everest in a shorter period of time. You know, so and like I said, there were five myths, but that was one of them is who we take feedback from is huge for an entrepreneur. Because most likely entrepreneurs don't come generation after generation after generation. It's somebody who's just sick and tired of being sick and tired, that they're pushed by their pain enough that they do something different and they step out into it. So finding people that have gone through that, that can help you maneuver that process, help you, you know, take the shortcuts and things like that. That would be a huge one there.
That's fantastic. So find the models of success in front of you rather than the ones that are side by side with you, which are can be good support, yet lay into the ones that are ahead of you in regards to whatever it is, somebody that's achieved what you want to achieve, that's already done it, and use that as a primary resource.
Yes. Yes. Well said. Yes, absolutely. You know, and even those people that are supports, absolutely. We all need support. We're not saying we're better than anybody else or things like that, but really getting people that, you know, and one of the things I tell every client I start working with, Dan, is I don't have your answers for you, but what I can do is help you access those within yourself. That's where my specialty is. I can help you find those through the visioning, through the tools and the practices and programs and things like that. I'll help you find what those are for you. But I don't ever want to coach somebody to be me, you know, and I've done coaching with people. Maybe you have too. I've done coaching with people for $30,000 for 6 months where it was like, okay, here's how you become me. And for a while, when I was younger, I'd get tied into that and I'd want to be this person making, you know, who is a millionaire or being this or doing this or, and it, ultimately a really good coach will help you get to be your top. It'll help you get to be to your capacity of what your is possible for you in your life, not where they are.
It's a great coach is going to help you embrace your God-given talents and live the life that you're destined to live, not somebody else's life.
Yes. And expand those in your life. Yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. How can somebody get in touch with you?
Yeah, the easiest way, anybody that wants to reach out to me is I offer 45-minute sessions. You can just call and schedule it. Just go to coachwithjoseph.com and there's no cost to it. Schedule it. We'll get on the phone. We'll talk about what any hurdles going on. We'll talk about like what that other side looks like. Start opening up a vision. And then we'll talk about some tools to bridge that gap between the two. It's coachwithjoseph.com, Dan.
Fantastic. So if you're listening or viewing this and you want to have a discovery with Coach Joseph, go to coachjoseph.com and he'll have a 45-minute dialogue with you to find some opportunities of awareness that may be in your blind spot. And Joe, I really enjoyed talking to you today. So thank you very much and God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you, Dan. Appreciated this opportunity. Enjoyed it.
Hate the feeling of missing out and not knowing where to start? Aside from grabbing a copy of The Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, we also encourage you to join our ever-growing group, the Consistent and Predictable Income Community. Apply for membership at the Consistent and Predictable Income Community on Facebook and visit us at thecpicommunity.com online to listen to our previous superstar interviews.
Hey, I just had the best 45 minutes interviewing Dan Rochon. He's from Virginia, right outside the D.C. area. He's been in a stable market for a long time.
Within 18 months, he'd created so much success where he was actually able to buy the brokerage as a real estate agent.
Dan is a leader of vision, focus, and passion. His enthusiasm is truly infectious.
He just came out with a book for real estate agents, kind of help people pivot. We went through and talked about how to succeed in adversity, some of his big traits out there.
If you are still listening, it is because you align with the CPI community. That means that you love to learn. You are ambitious, qualified, smart, and professional. Mostly, you understand that you're in charge to design your life. If you do not want to wait until next week's show is posted, I invite you right now to visit www.thecpicommunity.com, which is the official website of the CPI community. There, you'll have access to eavesdrop on past conversations I've had with the top salespeople, business owners, and entrepreneurs. The content is free, and there's no opt-in. If you really want to hit the ground running, I encourage you to apply on the homepage of thecpicommunity.com to become CPI certified. It is a compensated service, and those that have become certified have reported back that they have more than tripled their business sales and done so in 20% less time. The CPI certification is a part of the CPI curriculum, which is the blueprint where you will learn the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks. Lastly, I invite for you to share this podcast with others who are competitive, love to learn, assertive, relationship-based, self-starters, just like you, so they can also benefit. And please leave us a rating or a review and subscribe now so that you'll be notified of the next show. Thank you again. I'll see you on the next show. To your success.
If you're a real estate agent and you're located outside of the Washington, D.C. area, and you have a client that wants to buy a home, sell a home, or invest in real estate in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland area, consider to refer to me. I promise that when you do so, we'll treat them like gold, update you throughout the process, and most importantly, we'll make you look good. And we'll pay you a nice referral fee. If you're a real estate agent in the Northern Virginia, Maryland, or Washington, D.C. area, and you're seeking certainty and predictability in your business, contact me now. I'd love to be able to set up a conversation to show you how we can help you to close transactions every single month of the year. Just imagine January, February, March, April, May, every month of the year that you have income coming into your pocket to help you and your family. Hit me up on social media or email me, Dan@greetingsvirginia.com. Love to set up a time to chat.